With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. The U.S. military shoots down a swarm of attack drones and missiles launched by Iran-backed Houthi rebels in the Red Sea off Yemen.
According to U.S. Central Command, American forces in the Middle East destroyed 12 attack drones and 5 missiles fired by the Houthis over a 10-hour period on Tuesday. A surge of attacks by the Iran-backed rebels in recent weeks has disrupted international shipping, prompting the U.S. to assemble an international maritime security force to protect ships in the Red Sea. The Houthis vowed to continue their attacks despite the presence of the U.S.-led security force. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Several people have been killed after a Russian drone and artillery attack in Ukraine, which also knocked out power in a major southern city. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Russia has fired almost 50 Shahed drones at targets in Ukraine. Russia also shelled a train station where more than 100 civilians were gathered in the city of Kherson to catch a train to Kyiv. The aerial barrage came a day after Ukrainian warplanes damaged a Russian ship moored in the Black Sea off Crimea. The attack on the Kherson region also struck the power grid, leaving around 70% of households in Kherson city without electricity during the winter cold, according to the regional governor. I'm Karen Chamas.
A top U.S. delegation is meeting with Mexico's president about a surge of migrants reaching the U.S. southwestern border. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador says he's willing to help limit the surge as he's done before, but he says he wants to see progress in U.S. relations with Cuba and Venezuela, which are two of the top sources of migrants. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 111 points, the Nasdaq rose 24, the S&P 500 advanced 6. This is SRN News. Life's getting tough for Christians in Bhutan.
The small nation bordering China is over 90% Buddhist, and anyone who converts to faith in Christ will be bullied by family and friends. They are also at risk of being fired from their jobs if their employers find out. Open Doors reports that in Bhutan, quote, no churches have official state recognition, meaning that any Christians holding a service together are technically worshiping illegally. Believers are also barred from registering property such as houses or land. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Greece's center-right government says it'll fulfill a commitment to legalize same-sex marriage, ignoring political dissent and staunch opposition from the country's influential Orthodox Church. A government spokesman says the legislation will be brought to Parliament during the House's current term, which ends in 2027. The church's governing synod has issued a strongly worded rebuke. This is SRN News. The New York Times sues OpenAI and Microsoft over the use of its stories to train chatbots. We hear more in this report from correspondent Julie Walker.
The New York Times says copyright infringements at the paper alone could be worth billions. In the suit filed Wednesday in Manhattan federal court, the Times said OpenAI and Microsoft are advancing their technology through the unlawful use of the Times' work to create artificial intelligence products that compete with it and threatens the Times' ability to provide that service. Media organizations have been pummeled by a migration of readers to online platforms. AI companies scrape information available online, including articles published by news organizations, to train chatbots. Julie Walker, New York.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.